العالمين والصلاه والسلام على اشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى اله واصحابه وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا مقلب القلوب، ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. اما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. I see most of the English here, but for those of you, it's your first time. Basically, we're having an anti-cap program with five sessions today, with five different presenters. So the evening session is a study of some ayat of the Quran. So currently, we are beginning the last two verses of Surah Ali Imran. And in fact, today is the last lesson on the Ali Imran. Actually, conclusion of the Surah Ali Imran. The rest of the Etikaf, the next two nights or three nights, we will get the beginning of the Mu'minun inshallah. So, actually, it's concluding the study now. So, those who have books can turn to page 57. If you don't have a book inshallah, you can just take your file and just go to Surah Ali Imran, that's 190. Or Musaf, Surah Ali Imran, that's 190.
In other words, the Prophet's response to Wahid
was an intense response of Allah. His heart was shaken by my heart, by these verses. ثُمَّ قَالَ, he says, وَيْلٌ لِمَنْ قَرَأَهَا, woe, destruction be to the one that reads these verses وَلَمْ يَتَفَكَّرْ فِيهَا, and doesn't think about them. Not destruction to those who don't read the verse. Destruction to those who read the verse and don't think about it. Literally those who don't read the verse. Those who read the verse and don't think about it, the Prophet says, wail, wail. It's a strong word. Strong word. So our niyyah, inshallah, is to fulfill the wasiyah of the Prophet, the instruction of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read these verses, the short verses, and just to have some, to think about it, discuss it, inshallah. So we're actually all the way on the last verse. So I'll just translate quickly and we'll end with the last verse, inshallah. So we're starting on verse number 190 on page 37. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض إلا من ذكر certainly undoubtedly في خلق السماوات والأرض in the creation of the heavens and the earth واختلاف الليل والنهار and the alternating of the night and the day لآيات there are certainly undoubtedly signs لأولي الألباب to the possessors of understanding الذين هو these possessors of understanding of insight الَّذِينَ is those who يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ they make dhikr, they remember Allah, they are conscious of Allah قِيَامًا while they are standing وَقُعُودًا and while they are sitting وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ and whilst they are on their sides. Not only do they make dhikr, they also make وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ and they think, they use their minds, they use their intellect وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ and they think and they ponder فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ in the creation of the heavens and the earth. And the result of the dhikr and the result of the pondering that they express this dua, Rabbana, O our Master, ma khalaqta hadha batila, ma khalaqta, you did not create hadha, all of this batila, in vain, without any purpose. All of the creation has a purpose. And the one purpose of all of creation is an ayah of Allah. Subhanak, glory be to you, how perfection be to you, exaltation be to you, faqina adab al-nar, so, qina, from waqar also, qina, save us, adab al-nar, from the punishment of the hellfire. Rabbana, O our Master, innaka, indeed you, Allah, man, whoever tubhi nara, whoever you, Allah, enter into the hellfire, faqad akhzaytahu, you have certainly humiliated and disgraced that person. وَمَا لِظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارِ and there is not for the ظَالِمِينَ, the wrongdoers مِنْ أَنصَارِ from any helper. رَبَّنَا O our Master, إِنَّنَا verily we سَمِعْنَا we have heard مُنَادِيًا we have heard a caller, يُنَادِي calling out in إيمان to إيمان to faith and saying that آمِنُوا بِرَبِّكُمْ believe بِرَبِّكُمْ in your Master. فَآمَنَّا immediately we believe. رَبَّنَا فَغْفِرْ ذُنُوبَنَا O our Master, forgive for us our sins. وَكَفِّرْ عَنَّا سَيِّئَاتِنَا and bury away from us سَيِّئَاتِنَا our evil deeds, our disgusting deeds. وَتَوَفَّنَا مَعَ الْأَبْرَارِ and take us and cause us to die with the people of goodness. رَبَّنَا O our Master, وَآتِنَا give us, grant us, ma wa'adtana, that which you, Allah, promised ala rusulika, upon the tongues of your messengers, wa la tukhzina yawman qiyama, and do not disgrace us on the day of judgment, innaka la tukhliful mi'ad, indeed you, Allah, la tukhliful mi'ad, you do not break the promise, you have the promise. So this is the dua, they call in Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana. Okay, none of you, one or two lessons from that we have mentioned before, you are permitted and you are advised to be persistent in dua when it comes to Allah. When it comes to a human being, you shouldn't be persistent in asking them. We call it lastakh. Ask the whole time. When it comes to Allah, you must ask Allah persistently. Over and over and over again. Allah loves when you do that. Allah loves it. Turn to Allah for everything. Turn to the Prophet says, turn to Allah even for the strap of your shoe, you broke, turn to Allah. For the big things, for the small things. For the same things over and over again. But dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the essence of worship. with Michel, our Ustad, Mullah Riyad Hussain, he was translating a work. One of the students of Sheikh Abdullah ibn Ali al-Haddad, the person that's the author of the article Haddad Education from, he was translating a work from one of his students. And when he, one of the things that the author mentions in his work, he says that if people knew the power of dua, it will be enough for them to travel to Allah. Just dua alone, nothing else. If they knew what the reality of dua, it will be enough to travel to Allah with them. It's sufficient. Just to call on Allah. فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ When you call Allah, and Allah will فَاسْتَجَابَ Even the farthest of rahmah. Allah didn't say ثُمَّ اسْتَجَابَ Allah said what? فَاسْتَجَابَ See, the question means, what does the fa mean again? فَه means then, and ثُمَّ means then, but what? Fa is therefore immediacy, instantly. They make dua, فَاسْتَجَابَ They make dua, immediately istajaba lahum. Immediately Allah makes jawab. Immediately answers lahum to them, rabbuhum. Their master answers them. Their Lord, their protector, their maintainer, their educator answers them. Their nourisher answers them. Anni, that I, Allah, not anna. Because Allah says it's na sometimes. But me is more personal than na. Because anna means we. Anni means that I. Very personal. Anni, that I. I myself, I will never cause to go to waste. عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ The actions of any person who's acting, who's doing anything. مِنْكُمْ From amongst you, مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى Of any male or any female. بَعْضُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ Some of you are from others. You are from one another, in other words. فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا So those who immigrated, وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ And they were driven from their homes, وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي And they were harmed in my path, وَقَاتَلُوا And they fought, وَقُتِلُوا And they were killed, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ I will certainly, definitely, undoubtedly, I will cover up عَنْهُمْ from them, سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ Their evil deeds, وَلَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ And I will definitely myself, I myself, Allah, will enter them, jannatin, into gardens, tajri min tahtiha al-anhaar, flowing from beneath it are rivers, thawaban min indillah, as a reward from Allah. Allah indahu, with him especially, is husn al-thawab, is the most beautiful and best of rewards. Allah give us this reward, Allah tells the believers, la yaghrannaka, do not let deceive you. تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ The moving about of those who disbelieve in the land. Because this is post-Uhud, the surah. The surah is about Uhud. So after Uhud, the Muslims, some of them defeated, and the disbelievers are moving up and down and planning the next attack. The next major attack is going to be Ahzab. So Allah tells them, don't let it fool you, they're moving about in the lands. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ Their free disposal to move up and down is مَتَاعٌ قَلِيلٌ It's just some small enjoyment. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ Then their ma'wa, their refuge will be Jahannam, the hellfire. وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ And what a terrible resting place. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ But those who اتَّقَوْا those who have this consciousness, those who have this protective means of رَبَّهُمْ, of their master, for them is لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ Gardens تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ will be flowing from beneath it, rivers, khalidina, they will be living forever and ever, fiha in it, nuzulan, and all of these gardens, all these rivers will only be the starters. Nuzulan means the starting preparation, the starting hospitality. Min indillah, from Allah, wa ma indallahi, and what is with Allah is khayrun, is better, lil abrar, for the people of goodness. وَإِنَّ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ And indeed from the people of the book that there is definitely man, he who and she who يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ Believes in Allah وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ And they believe in that which was sent down to you believers. They believe in the Quran as well. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ And they believe in that which was sent down to them as well. خَاشِعِينَ لِلَّهِ They are awestruck, they are overwhelmed by towards Allah. لَا يَشْتَرُونَ بِآيَاتِ اللَّهِ They don't purchase They don't trade with the verses of Allah. ثَمَنًا قَلِيلًا A small, something of small value. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ Those people, لَهُمْ for them is أَجْرُهُمْ is their They reward with their master, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَرِيعُ الْحِسَابِ. Indeed, Allah is swift in reckoning. So that will reach our final verse of the surah. So the final verse begins, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَوْ يُوْ أُبِلِيُ. So it's almost taking your attention, almost saying, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, listen up. Allah saying, listen up. Believers, listen up. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. اسْبِرُوا وَصَابِرُوا وَرَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Four verbs. اسْبِرُوا صَابِرُوا رَابِطُوا رَابِطُوا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. Do those four verbs. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. In order that you may be تُفْلِحُونَ. You may be successful. The other verse Allah is giving us a recipe for success. So what are those four words? The first thing is يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. How you believe, the first thing is isbiru. You read through, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا isbiru. Sabr actually means to tie two things together. Sabr take a band, you tie some things together. And when I last speak about sabr, I mentioned the last lesson, I mentioned again, that sabr is different in different conditions. So the one type of sabr is when something a calamity happens in your life, someone dies, or there's a car accident, or you lose your job, or your house burns down, there's some calamity. Sabr in that case means not to lose yourself. Don't lose yourself. It happens, your first thing is, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And the Prophet ﷺ said about that, الصَّبْرُ عِنْدَ صَدْمَةِ أُولَى. When you hear the news, immediately, that's actually time for sabr. Not like 3 months later. Immediately when you hear the news, sabr means I hold my life together. I don't lose my life because of calamity. I hold things together. Then the other type of sabr is going to be صبر على الطاعات. صبر على الطاعات means you must hold things together to keep doing what Allah is asking you to do. And that's actually a difficult word. The last two are difficult. They're actually all difficult, but ta'at means that you're going to pray every day. And you're going to pray on time. You're going to keep doing what Allah asks you to do. And the last type of sabr is going to be asabr al ma'asi. It means to have sabr to stay away from bad things which Allah prohibited. And that's actually the most difficult of the three. Because to do a good deed, to make your salah, takes a couple of minutes. To make your salah takes a couple of minutes. To not sin is a constant battle. It doesn't end. Because to do something is easy, because the action is limited. But to refraining constantly, you must refrain. So it takes sabr because you must tie yourself all the time. You're not going to trip yourself into a spiritual accident and damage your spiritual life. You have to keep things together all the time. So sabr is like not holding things together and getting through it. Getting through it, persevering. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا. So this has a, let's put this, this has an outward meaning, historical context meaning, and has inward spiritual meaning. Well, what's the context? Which battle did I mention happening in? Uhud. So Uhud was like a difficult battle. It was like Badr. Because Badr was an amazing victory. This unexpected, amazing victory. The Muslims were on a high, they were on the map, they defeated the Quraysh. Now Uhud was a blow. Because they somewhat lost the battle, they lost lives, the Prophet was struck. It was a blow. So Allah is saying, when you experience that blow, isbiru, have some sabr. Hold things together. Wasabiru. Now you see, isbiru and sabiru is the same. Except there's an alif there. So it's babi sabiru. Ba'a sabiru. What's the quality of that verb? Good, new charity, action between people. The other words, kataba means to write. Kataba means to write to each other. Kataba means to write to each other. So sabra means to have steadfastness, perseverance. Sabara means to mutually compete in perseverance. So Allah is saying sabiru, which means different. Sabiru means don't think your enemies are going to sleep. They need to also persevere, so you must also what? So you must also vie, you must also try and compete and match them in some in first level. You see that? On the outer level, sabir. So I'm doing outer things first, we come back to the meaning of things. Well, rabitu, rabitu. In fact, Ramadan is also a good time also. But you know, you get the Marabitun, not the one in Long Street, the Marabitun from in historical context. Historical context. The Marabitun are people who guard the outposts of the Islamic lands. You know, you have Islamic land and you have outposts. And they guard the outposts. And in fact, they were Ribatul Khayl. Ribatul Khayl is where you tie, it's like a cavalry base, where you tie your horses. You keep them there, ready for battle. So Rabitu in the outward sense, in the Ummah outward physical sense, means you must secure your borders. Because they became another attack now. Secure your borders. Wattaqullah and have taqwa of Allah. Take that means to make your iman into action. Take that means to make your iman into action. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ in order that you may be successful. Let's go back now, read with the historical context, read with the lessons for us. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اصْبِرُوا. We covered it already. وَصَابِرُوا. What's our صَابِرُوا? What's our صَابِرُوا? You mean صَابِرُوا means to? To bind perseverance. I always tell the students that no matter where you are in life, someone is telling you a story. Someone is marketing to you and selling you a story. Selling you a worldview. Every billboard, every series, every movie, every show on TV, it's selling you a story. There's a person, and they, mashallah, they're very, they're not lazy. They're not lazy selling you a story. They will flood you. And they will flood you and they will try to completely change the way you think. And I believe we are unique people, right? Why do I say you're unique? No people in the history of mankind has so many images in their mind. Just think about this. Since young, this flood of images. And that image is what happens after a while. It starts formatting your mind. So if you watch all of the romantic movies, then your idea of romance is that the two meet and they have a fight. And the one is about to fly off the airport and the other runs there. And how people when they do that. I mean, it's so bad now. You know, the young girls, you know the dream girl, the dream guy is. It's a vampire. And the girls know that upstairs, you know that. Really? Like a vampire is the ultimate kaima. And it actually is a form of brainwashing. It's a form of brainwashing. So Allah is saying, sabiru, like people out there are trying to move you, sabiru, you also need to have this mutual pressure. This mutual striving, because there's a vying, because sabr means to vie. So it's an important word. Just remember. Now what about the sabr on the screen? Just remember. Oh, you haven't been distracted. And one of our teachers, Mawlana Yunus, Quran, Hafizullah, Darun Naeem. So one day his kids saw him on the TV. And so they were jumping up and down, up and down. So while they're jumping up and down, they're saying, Daddy, Daddy, you're on TV, we're rich, we're rich. So, it's a TV. It's the brainwashing. Famous. But on a serious note, it's a problem. The problem is it's constant marketing. And they mock it to you, they mock it to you. They actually, like if I ask you, what do you want to their life? You say, I want a good job. Why do you want a good job? I want some money. What do you want to buy with the money? Someone else is telling you what to buy with your money. Someone else is shaping our desires. It's a crazy thing. They're telling us what to spend our hard money on. They're making choices for us. And it's a relentless marketing machine. It doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. If you want to see it, go to the kids' aisle, look at the bread porridge, the breakfast cereal. Every cereal has ice cream or this on there. It's insane. From the young childhood, they start doing this marketing. Because they want to. Because all is profitable to control your demand. It's profitable to control. Because it makes a lot of sense. Like imagine if you want a different stuff. I don't mass produce that. It's very difficult. So let's all mass produce the genes with the type at the bottom, and let's tell people they must want it, then we can just feed the market. It will be a disaster if you don't want stuff. Or you all wanted the lungi. You don't make lungis, you make deep jeans. You understand? It's the wrong fashion. It's not a business, they all bring lungis down. It's a problem. So it's not a conspiracy theory, it's just business. It just makes good business sense to create demand. It's like protect manufacturing consent. Yeah. So Sawbill, as there is a track on the outside being played for you, and this is the thing why the code is so beautiful. You can think of the outside world as a soundtrack being played to you. And they want you to sing along to that soundtrack. And your dhikr is telling you what? I have a louder soundtrack inside. I have a louder soundtrack inside. So whatever noise you come on the outside, my soundtrack is La Ilaha. You can show me all these things, I'm La Ilaha Illallah. So you must make that soundtrack inside of you become louder and louder so it can overpower the soundtrack of this world. This is awliya. The awliya are not faced by this world because they are connected to Allah. That soundtrack is so loud, they can't see anything else. What do they see? Ayat. They look around, they just see ayat. This is the awliya. So sabiru, be strong, be perseverant, have dhikr, have tafakkur, make the soundtrack inside of you, you become La ilaha illallah. That sahaba we read about in the afternoon, that sahaba, that soundtrack becomes so strong, nothing can penetrate it. They have no fear. They have no care what any people, nothing. Their track is so loud. Subhanallah. ورابط رابط means to take guard, protect. So you also have to do what? Spiritual protection. And one of the easiest ways to protect yourself spiritually is don't expose yourself to danger in the first place. Don't expose yourself to danger in the first place. Don't go to a place that's going to harm your iman. In fact, you should always think, how does this affect my iman? Even I believe, even people must even make the career choice. One of the criteria must be, is this good for my iman? Not just salary, works, title. How does this rank for my iman? Because maybe you might find it, okay, maybe a small company was better than a big company. Maybe. Same job, same title, same money. Maybe this company is in this company. You know, whatever the reason, I'm saying, don't expose yourself to danger. In the hadith that comes in Sahih Muslim, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, isbaghul wudu al-makari. To take wudu, isbagh means to go beyond the necessary part. In other words, you must make wudu to your alba and go beyond. Isbagh means to go beyond this. So to be thorough in your wudu. And then makari, people are difficult and cold and so on. وَكَثْرَةُ الْخَطَايَا إِلَى الْمَسْجِدِ. And to take lots of steps to the masjid. In other words, to go to the masjid frequently, up and down. وَانْتِذَارِ الصَّلَاةِ وَانْتِذَارُ مِنْ صَلَاتِ لَا صَلَاتِ لَا صَلَاتِ. And to wait, like we're doing what we're doing now, we're waiting for one prayer, the next prayer. The Prophet says, وَذَلِكَ الْبَاطِ. That is also riba. Rabitu, that's riba. Rebirth means to take kudu properly. Rebirth means to come to the masjid frequently. Rebirth means to make your life waiting from prayer to prayer. In other words, your niyyah is prayer to prayer. That's your niyyah. That is a rebirth. Because now you're guarding yourself. You're putting your priorities in order. Not where do I put my salah in, where do I put my life in between my salah. Different perspective. Where do I put my life in between my salah. The rebirth. And I grant this to your Allah. Wattaqullah. And have taqwa of Allah, as it's explained already, la'allakum, in order that you tuflihoon. You know, I spent some months in Egypt, alhamdulillah, and then they call the people in Egypt, they have this stone with this big sleeves, this long sleeves, called falahiyun, falah, the people of the farmland. Because tuflihoon comes from this idea of farming. So tuflihoon translation is successful, but it actually means someone who farms, and they plant the seed, they cover it up, they feed with water, take out the weeds, and the spiritual person take out the weeds. And what happens? Eventually you get what? You get some growth and you get a harvest. So the Prophet Allah is telling you here, do these things, this is your farming of your life. This is planting your seeds, looking after your faith, taking out the weeds. That's what taking out the weeds, rebirth. Protecting, wattaqu, the risk is exposure to danger. Sabiru, be on guard. Isbiru, looking after your spiritual form. Your spiritual form. And allakum tuflihun, when you're going to take the harvest? Allah will come and inshallah will call you the muttaqun. Here is your harvest. This is what maqaddamat aydikum. This is what your hands have sent for. And this is the one of the focuses of us, that a Muslim's focus is on the hereafter. We live in this world, yes, but our true focus is on the hereafter. On the hereafter. So Allah inshallah make us out of the whole. Allah help keep this reality of iman, because now we have a bit more consciousness in Ramadan. Allah keep it, because the problem is getting out of here. And they say Hajj begins when you come home. Yatikab begins on Eid. Yatikab, that real yatikab test begins on Eid. And I want to give my brother some advice, that when you leave the masjid, just hold on. Hold on. Apply this, isbiru, sabiru, rabitu, wattaqu. Apply these things and hold on. Because one sin, one big sin can knock you off. Can take you 30 days back. That's an issue of sin. It's like an accident. You knock your body, you break a few legs. You can't expect to be healed the next day. It's much more intense spiritual also. Then you can come at once, and it can take months to come out of it. And we know this, I think, all those experiences. We've all been here before in the Etikah, we've been in on the spiritual high, and some things happen, and we are back again. And we come back on the high, and back again. Hold on, inshallah. La'allakum tuflihun. So, inshallah, with this hadith at the bottom, also lead to this as well. And Ibn Abbas, radiallahu anhu, and Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he reports that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kharaja dhata laylatin. Kharaja, he went out dhata laylatin. One night. Ba'da ma madha laylu. After the night had, the part of the night had passed. Fa nadhara ila samai. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came out of his house sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the night, or at the end of the night, and he looks out of his house, and he looks up into the heavens. وَتَلَى what is it? Read هَذِي الْآيَةِ إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ إِلَى آخِرِ surah, to the end of the surah. So what you learn from this is that the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad is to wait, read this surah when you woke up at night. You read this surah. Especially when you're out, you look at the heavens, you used to read the surah to remind yourself. In fact, it's the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he read the surah, ثم قال, then he said, اللهم, and we have this dua inshaAllah. اللهم, oh Allah, اجعل في قلبي نورا. اجعل, make في قلبي placed in my heart nura, light into my heart. Wa fi sam'i nura, and into my ears, into my hearing, placed nur. Wa fi basari nura, and into my eyes, my sight, placed nur, light. Wa an yamini nura, and on my right, placed light. Wa an shimali nura, and on my left, placed nur. Wa min bayni yaday nura, and in front of me nur. وَمِنْ خَلْفِ نُورٍ and from behind me نُورٍ وَمِنْ فَوْقِ نُورٍ and from above me نُورٍ وَتَحْتِ نُورٍ and below me نُورٍ وَعَظِّمْ لِي نُورًا and make abundant for me نُورًا light يوم القيامة on the day of judgment. Allah Amin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he himself is نور. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself is نور. And his dua when he read this ayah, when he saw all of this ayat and he read these surahs, he prayed for Allah to put نور. Nur everywhere. Allah grant us a nur. So inshallah tomorrow we will, inshallah bismillah, we will start with Suratul Mukminun inshallah. Those of you not here generally, you are welcome to join inshallah. You can find out on the brothers in the program directly. We have 5 sessions a day. Different teachers in 100 plus, so you're welcome to join inshallah.